There have been more than 3,000 reports of dog fouling in Norfolk over the past 3 years, but only 22 people have been taken to court. Despite countless warnings about crackdowns on errant dog owners, a Freedom of Information request has found that the vast majority are getting away with failing to clean up. Figures show that during 2016 to 18, 3,389 incidents of dog fouling were reported to councils across Norfolk, but only 9 fixed penalty notices have been issued, and only one local authority has prosecuted anyone for the offence. Norwich City Council received the most reports. While the City Council issued 3 fixed penalty notices, 1 per year, neither council brought a prosecution. The only district council to prosecute anyone was Great Yarmouth, which prosecuted 8 people in 2016, 9 in 2017, and 5 people in 2018.
A Norwich college is set to expand its construction trade offering in the next academic year after successful return of one of its subjects. City College Norwich will be offering a Level 2 diploma in painting and decorating from September and will also have more places available on the Level 1 course, which was reintroduced this year. While the Level 1 course equips students with basic skills to secure work or an apprenticeship as a painter or decorator, the Level 2 course will give them the option to stay on and improve their skills. The practical components of the painting and decorating courses are taught in a specialist workshop which has extensively been refurbished last summer by the course lecturer Nigel Etteridge. City College made the move to a standalone painting and decorating course rather than teaching it as part of a construction diploma as a result of feedback from employers who increasingly require trade specialisms.
She is an inspiration to the young people who surround her. This is just one of the glowing testimonials which have seen a University of East Anglia student named the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust's 2018 Volunteer of the Year. Rosa Coker Burnett was presented with the Trust's treasured Luke Gilbert Volunteer of the Year Award in recognition of the difference the 23-year-old has made to so many young people in recovery from cancer. Rosa was treated for acute myeloid leukemia as a child at Sheffield Children's Hospital, and in 2009, aged 13, she attended her first Trust sailing trip on the Isle of Wight. She returned for sailing and other adventure trips every year until she was 18, and having rediscovered the confidence to positively embrace her own future through the Trust, started volunteering to inspire other young people like her. This summer signals Rosa's 10th anniversary with the Trust.
A familiar face to bus passengers around the county has been honoured with a special award for keeping Norfolk moving for nearly 50 years. Ken Willis from Norwich began working for the first bus, then called Eastern Counties in 1972 when his father offered to get the strapped for cash trainee carpenter fixed up with a conductor role. He started the day after his initial interview and said he had not looked back since. Mr. Willis said the job had changed immensely in 47 years, with the company's modern fleet unrecognisable from the original distinctive red Bristol buses, decked out with crash gearboxes and half cabs. He said, to quote, "It's a changing world and we've got to move with it. When I first started, we had conductors with set right machines, and today it's very different, with people paying with cards and mobile phones." The Norwich driver admitted he sometimes hankered after the camaraderie between drivers and conductors and said changes to payment methods meant there was less opportunity to get to know passengers. However, despite the ever-altering work environment, the veteran first employee said he still loved the job. To mark the Norwich driver's momentous contribution to the company, he was recognised at the first group's annual Long Service Awards held at Sprowston Manor.
A group of choristers from the Cathedral of St John the Baptist in Norwich have taken a break from singing to test their pancake racing skills. The races were part of celebrations to mark Shrove Tuesday, when it's traditional to use up rich and fatty foods before Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. One of the choristers to take part, Daisy, 12 years old, said, "It was really fun to take part in the pancake race, but unfortunately we couldn't eat the ones we raced with because they fell on the floor a few times."
A Norfolk woman who has celebrated her 106th birthday put her long life down to good genes and eating herring. When Vera Reed was born in Alton Broad on March 5, 1913, women did not yet have the vote and Woodrow Wilson had just been sworn in as a US president. The first of three children, her sister Edna Anger, is 94, while her brother Stanley died only last year. Her aunt, Florence Hines, lived until she was 108. In the late 1930s, the Reed family moved to Norwich when their father, William Girling, got a job as a tailor in a shop near City Hall. Mrs. Reed left school when she was just 14 and her first job was in a shop on St. Benedict Street at the department store Henry Jarvis, the Debenhams of its day. During the Second World War, she got a job in a factory making uniforms for soldiers. It was also during the war, in October 1941, she married Cecil Reed. He was in the Navy and was demobbed in 1945. When she was 100 years old, she moved to Springdale Care Home in Brundall. Some of her family went to the care home to celebrate. Mrs. Reed has four grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. Her eldest great-grandchild is 27.
The second feature is again written by Eleanor Pringle. She talks to the founder of Radio Broadland, who shares the story behind the station as its current owners announce the closure of its breakfast show. And your reader is Sarah Lusher.